Krishnan Balaram used to play here when they were little boys. That's the specialty of this place. You look at this.
Yeah.
And you can see in there the little diamonds and jewels and everything. You know, of Vrindavan if you look very carefully.
I saw one devotee I recognized.
Yes?
Whom? Brahmachari from Chicago.
Oh.
He kind of nodded at me.
It's kind of like our own perverse version of the Gorgonodesha Deepika.
Yeah, right, right.
Who you yes, were in this kind. Isn't that like they are? There's Pancha Devita.
I was looking like mad for different devotees I read, but nobody was there.
I'm sure, well, there's probably a few, but we just don't recognize them.
Yeah.
And also, they're... Some are, you know, gone to Goloka, and yeah. Others are in Radhakunda, it's Bahulastami, and,
yeah.
Or at different mats around the globe.
Hari.
Rai. You say, I know the first two. Namaum Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Swami Sri Bhaktivedanta Prabhu Padaya Te Namaha. Gurvagyam Shirashi Darajam Shaktavesha Swarupine Hare Krishna Timantrena Paschatya Prasjatarane
Svacharya Pavarajaya Divyakarunya Murtaye Sri Bhagavata Madhurja Gita Gyana Pradayane Gaura Sri Rupa Siddhanta Saraswati Nishavine Radha Krishna Padambo Jo Bringaya Gurve Namaha.
Beautiful. They're all beautiful, but everything Srila Gurudev is including, he wrote these pranams for Srila Prabhupada, four, like one wasn't sufficient, then another one.
Maharaj, can I tell you a story? Yeah,
yes, please.
This, I was actually walking in Vrindavan with Srila Prabhupada.
Yeah.
He stopped and looked right at me and said, someone was saying Namaham Vishnu Padaya, yeah. He said, actually these prayers are not proper Sanskrit.
Right.
One day, one of my disciples will correct it.
Uh-huh.
And I told Govinda Maharaj that, and he said, I'm his disciple.
Yeah. Because it was a pada short. Namaham Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami in Iti Namine. You got a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8, 8, 8. It was like a 7. So it was off. And he's right. And Srila Gurudev would say, I'm also his disciple. And really, but not only his disciple, loving friend, son. They say he was the son Prabhupada always wanted to have. And so, and here, as you saw in the beginning, and it's fitting actually that we come here, that we started off in Prabhupada's room in the Radha Damodar, where he is penniless, a pauper. He used that word. We never think, but just to show you the extremity of the situation, direness, like no money, nothing, but the real wealth, the order of Srila Saraswati Thakur playing in his heart to take Krishna consciousness to the Western world, particularly the English-speaking countries. And through there it will expand everywhere else. So, but when Prabhupada would, in the beginning, when he first came back to India, he'd stay in his room. That's why Janardhan Maharaj got sannyas there, because that's what we had. None of this was available yet, or part of the program. So Prabhupada, he kept paying, you know, the rupees. It's called a Beta Nam contract. You pay either a lump sum for the lifetime you can do your bhajan there, and when you pass away, it goes back to the estate, or you pay a little something every year, 10 rupees. It's really was modest at that time. So he kept paying that, and devotees would stay in the room or look after the room. You can't leave it shut more than 6 months at a time. There's all kinds of little, you know, hidden clauses that it could revert back if you don't do that. So, and you would see, you can see pictures of him sitting there, taking prasadam, looking off, you know, and that prasadam room, his, but we were told in the beginning, It was the Goswami's prasadam room, and that's where they took. They have to also take prasadam somewhere. They're, so anyway, then when he came back, he and his movement is growing. He said that he wanted to have a temple here, and as you saw in the temple room there, where there's that Prabhupada Murti sitting on the Vyasasan, I can't help but recall when he was actually sitting on that Vyasasan, exactly like that, except not the Prabhupada Murti, Prabhupada. And he would give talks. That's where he gave class in the morning.
I got to wash his feet there.
There you go. Hare Krishna. And he'd have the Bhagavatam in front of him. And I remember one day, like while he's giving the class, that, you know, some, then very few people are coming, but some like Grihastha couple with their children, they're coming. And we're all on this side. Prabhupada's up here. He's giving the class. And they walk right through us, between the two, like obliviously. This is after the installation. So there's Krishna and Balaram in the center, Radha Shama Sundar Lalita Vishaka on the side, Gaur Nityananda. And they go up and they're like, you know, pranaming to the deities and everything. And then they walk, it's right during the middle of the class, he's speaking, and then walk right in front of him, between all of us, obliviously, you know, and leave. You know? And then we're just wondering, is Prabhupada going to say anything about this? And then he, like, you know, he has, puts the Bhagavatam down, and he said, people are not interested in philosophy. You know, like, he said, practically speaking, I started this whole movement with kirtan and prasadam. You know, and then he went back to the class. But he said, they're not coming for this, but for kirtan, prasadam, the darshan of the deity. I mean, some people will go to the class or hear, come to hear. In the Gaudiya Math time, the Kunja Babu, we were speaking about Kirtan Maharaj, they didn't have so much money in the beginning. And once he thought, oh, there's some, like it happens in Bengal, they want to rent the hall for like wedding or some other program. It would happen to be a Shiva program. So they made some deal like, you can rent our hall and have your Shiva program there and we'll take that money and then we'll continue on with our necessity. And he'd received the down payment. Then it came to Saraswati Thakur and he said, no, this is impossible. This cannot be. He said, when you come here, you can only hear, in fact, from our Guru Varga. In fact, and you'll see, and go, you know, at our mat in Navadip, it's still written. That's from Saraswati Thakur. He said, you should put a sign that says, Shravan Sadhan. Means like, you know, the house of hearing or the place. So he said, and you see in Chaitanya Saraswat mat, if you're looking at the deities, up on the grill, it says, Shravan Sadhan. He said, you can only hear when you come here. You can't make some other vibration. He said, well, I've already received the down payment. He said, give it back to them. We don't need it. We'll manage somehow. So then some people would say, Prabhupada himself said there's 5,000 temples in Vrindavan. And I told you about that when I decided to, like, test. And I started opening doors anywhere and everywhere. And I didn't know because, you know, the architecture, I'm actually walking into somebody's house. But you can imagine, I'm 22 years old. Some people are like, ciao! Like, get out of, what are you doing? You know, you're in our, but other people, I'd go, Radha Krishna. And they go, oh, yes, come. You know, and then they'd have some little altar somewhere in their house, open the doors, and you'd see Radha and Krishna, like little deities like that, or deities like this, some prasadam, they'd give me a mala, some burfi or pera. And so I started finding house after every house, besides the big temples, had Radha and Krishna. But then Prabhupada arranged to get this land here. And his idea, interestingly, he wanted that the qualified Indian devotees who know have the sangskar, means the background of like, why did they born in India and know all these things from their birth and trained in their family, that they would go preach in the West, and then the Western people, we would come and preach in India, because we were called the dancing white elephants.
But Indian people like to hear from Western.
Right, so they'll think, oh, Western people, everyone's mad after Western civilization. If these people come and tell you, it's not all it's cracked up to be, believe me, let me tell you about it. We're following Krishna consciousness. Like the great Nobel laureate, Romain Rolland, he wrote an intro to this book by Ananda Kumar Swami, an art curator. He said, a very beautiful line in the beginning, he said, we who are the dissatisfied children of the spirit of the West. And then he goes on to say why India is so important and what you get from there, that culture, the streams, he said, which come from ancient India. But the dissatisfied children of the spirit of the West. So Prabhupada thought, those dissatisfied children, spirit of the West, they should come in India and then they'll preach and practice Krishna consciousness. That will attract all the Indian people, and the Indian people will go to the West and preach there. But then he established Krishna consciousness movement all over America, North America, then Latin America, Australia, England, Europe. When I first came to L.A., which was the world headquarters at the time, it was like emptied out, because what any grihastha couple, Prabhupada would send them somewhere, like sent to London, to Amsterdam, to Berlin, like wherever he wanted temples. So, and from grihastha preachers, many husband and wife team would be sent. So when I first came to that temple, I joined in San Francisco. I was sent down to L.A. because there were hardly any devotees there. He just sent them away. But then this tremendous growth took place in a short time. Even Prabhupada was astonished. And particularly this Rath Yatra of 1971, most people were uninitiated. And so he did this massive initiation of all the growth that took place in the last year. And it kept expanding. And then Prabhupada thought, I want to do something in India. And two places, particularly Mayapur, what became the ISKCON Mayapur Chandradoya Mandir, and still growing, developing, the vision of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, seeing a city across the Jalangi, or what is it, Jamuna, there, Ganga. It's, anyway, those three rivers meet, Jalangi, Saraswati, Ganga. Yeah, but anyway, and here, on this side. So, but then, people said, what do we need another temple for? Right? Aren't there enough temples in Vrindavan? You know, there's always somebody. Right? I mean, I don't think anyone would argue that now. Right? Or in the last 30, 40 years. But at the time, there were people actually said, like, why? There's so many temples there already. What do you need to make another one for? And Prabhupada addressed this question in a very beautiful way. One thing he said, but there's enough children in the world. He said, so would your argument be if people get married, say, well, we don't need any more children, there's enough. He said, but everyone can have one or two. But then here on that very Vyasasan, he's giving a class one day. And he's aware of all these things going on. Just like Gurudev and Guru, Prabhupada knows everything. He also knows we're going to the market and eating rubbery, besides many spiritual things. Because we're sick, we're like, got to go to the bathroom. You know, like, and he looks out, and every morning he sees these. We're sitting there, and in the middle of the class, Prabhupada tells us how to deal with this. This, you know, due to overindulgence. He is not accusing anyone directly, but he knew what was going on. And he said, if you will take some yogurt and some flat rice, chira, and then soak that in there, and then you put these other, and you'll take that, that will, like, that was his recipe. But what's amazing is this is the sloka of the Bhagavatam for the day. And it goes like this. It says, Amayo yaschabhutanam jayate yena suvratam tadeva hyamayam dravyam na punati chikirtsitam. And Narada, because it's on theme, and Narada is saying to Vyas, I believe it's Narada, it says, does not a thing which is the cause of a disease become the cure for that very disease when it's applied therapeutically?
Homeopathy first.
Yeah, but it's also about milk. And saying, so due to overindulgence on these sweets, what's the cure? Milk in another form, the yogurt with the flat rice and all that. So he's saying, so that's like on a practical level. But what he's saying is this, in one sense, religion's the problem. Narada's telling Vyas. It's religion that's actually, it's ironic that the thing that should be liberating everybody is what's keeping them bound. Because they're thinking, I'll follow these religious principles and enjoy material life. Then no one will want to get liberated. And if you challenge them on this, they'll say, well, we're following Veda Vyas. Are you a greater authority than Veda Vyas? He says, like, this is how you are religious and live in the world. Same, but then no one will ever want to leave. And if you don't clearly reveal to them that you can't, there's another life and a full life, the full spectral range of emotions, including the erotic principle, that that potential is there in the Supreme Reality. Otherwise, they'll conclude, this is the only world where that can be expressed, for better or for worse. So, and we're told, Jugupsitam Dharmakute. In the beginning, he said, you're telling, this comes later, the word Jugupsitam, which Guru Maharaj says in Sanskrit is kind of like a bad word. You know, like, it really means something like, a betrayer, it's despicable. Like Narada saying that to Vyas, the giver of all this religion, you've betrayed everyone. What you've done is the worst thing imaginable. You've got to correct this. And so he's saying, so we're being told in the beginning, what's the problem? Is religion. All right, religion's the problem. Now, and what's the cure in the 10th canto? Hearing about the seemingly immoral human-like pastimes of Krishna, that's the cure for this disease we're suffering from. That's why all those sages say to Parikshit Maharaj, seeing the sages, they have a hard time digesting Krishna Leela. That's why many. Why do they like Ladu Gopal? Why? Because they think, Radha Krishna, that's too much for us. Ladu Gopal is safe. Krishna crawling as a toddler with a laddu in his hand, like that, we're okay with that. But you say, like Radha and Krishna, the Braja Gopis, it starts getting complicated. Like Facebook, relationship status, complicated. You know?
Generally, say Laddu Gopal would give one laddu, he's happy.
Yes. Right, that's what they like. They go, thank God you don't have to give him money. Right? Give him a ladu and he'll crawl away. Right. But there are many different perspectives on this. My favorite one is the Bengali saying. It's like, who will be the death of you is already born in Mathura.
Yeah.
Your enemy?
Yeah. Will kill you, he'll grow up in...
He's growing, you know, he was born and grown up in Mathura. This is a strange application of very high spiritual principles. But it gives us some insight into our Bengali brethren and sisteren. But anyway, so Prabhupada's saying this, and just see how he connects it. So Narada's telling Vyas, the cure for that, what's the disease? Hridrogam. The lust that's in our hearts, right? has a stranglehold on the real wealth of the heart, which is its serving potential. But it doesn't mean that that serving potential cannot be expressed in that plane, where there's arrows. He's saying, you've got to let them know that's a possibility. So he's saying, here, the same. So what is the cause of the disease? When applied therapeutically, when we hear of the divine pastimes of Radha and Krishna and Brajagopis, it cures. It's the cure for that heart disease. So then Prabhupada spins the whole thing back by saying, so, yeah, there's so many temples here, and we respect them all, but maybe they don't have the proper conception in them. We're respecting the deities and their service to the deities, and to this day we do, and really we do. And we respect the people who do that seva. Saying, but what about the conception that is there ultimately? And he's saying, so if I make another temple, and in that temple it's got the conception in Vrindavan of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur and this line, then it's a welcome thing and it's a good thing. And then on a personal note, it's interesting that, like I told, in this sloka in the Mahabharata, which is Mahabharata, you know, it's 100,000 verses. Not exaggerating, literally. And then there's the so-called Vishnu Sahasranam, 1,000 names of Vishnu. You ever hear the Subha Lakshmi record where she's going, you know, Suvarna Varna He Mango Barandas Chandanagari Sanyasa Kritsama Shanto Nishta Shanti Parayana, and then on and on. So, 1,000 names of Vishnu. Interestingly, as a side note, we're told 1,000 names of Vishnu are equal to 1 Rama. Rama equals 1,000 names of Vishnu before someone spins off chanting the Vishnu Sahasranam. You know, because it always happened. Then we're told, Sri Rama Rama Ramaiti Manorame Sahasranama Tatulyam Ramanama Varanam. And 1 Krishna equals 3 Ram. I mean, it's some kind of simple, you know, math. 1 Krishna, 3 Ram. So in other words, chant Krishna Nam. And if you chant Ram Nam, meaning Krishna, that's kind of a workaround. And like they're doing. Yes. Good. No harmonium. Cut. You know. Only coal and kartals, Guru said, are the eternal paraphernalia of Mahaprabhu. But anyway, in this sloka, it's used to indicate the divinity, the supremacy of Mahaprabhu. Gopinath says that because Sarvabhauma is saying, there is no Yuga avatar. So why? I accept he's a Mahapurush, as Mahaprabhu's lying there in a state of Asta Sattvika Vikar, 8-fold ecstatic transformation to the infinite degree, blazing condition. And they're sitting there having this discussion. And Gopinath Acharya is saying, you know everything, therefore you're Vasudev Sarvabhauma. But there's only one thing you don't know, is who's lying before you in this divine ecstatic condition. It's Swayam Bhagavan. It's not just a Mahabhagavata Siddha Purush great devotee. It's God Himself, the original. I always like that when Prabhupada says, the original Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because there are different personalities of Godhead. So, and they're trading slokas. Sarvabhauma, Gopinath. And then he quotes this one, Suvarna Varna He Mango Barangas Chandanagadi Samyasa Krishtama Chanto Nishta Shanti Parayana. To indicate, you know, Suvarna, it means Gauranga Mahaprabhu. It's in the Mahabharata, it's hidden there. And he shows Prahlad here, there, and 11th canto, different places where Krishna's indicated, and Mahaprabhu's avatar, Bande Mahaprabhujate Charanaravindam. But this one. And then we saw in time, as we look, line by line, we said, oh, that's like Srila Prabhupada himself. That he came in this line, the day, Malik family, and they're Suvarnavanik, gold merchants and business community. And we think, well, that not generally taken to be a good thing. But we find out this group is favored by Nityananda Prabhu, this particular family line. And that's the line Prabhupada came in. And he has this great affinity for Nityananda, for Gaur and Nitai. So we see all over the world, Prabhupada establishing these Gaur Nitai deities. And I remember once we were in Atlanta with Prabhupada, and he'd been in Caracas, Venezuela, from there to Miami, and then he came to Atlanta. And each place, Gaur Nitai deities. But the way Prabhupada said it, he goes, "I'm coming from Caracas." And we stopped in Miami. He said, "Coming from Caracas, we stopped in Miami." And now this is classic Prabhupada. He said, "But I can see your temple is the best." And they like almost destroyed the temple in response to that. And that's where Srup Damodar Maharaj was there with the Bhaktivedanta Institute and Madhavapuri Maharaj. And I'll never forget Prabhupada saying, "These scientists, I want you to express Krishna consciousness." He said, "In bombastic language." Because the word bombastic is an example of that. You know, get them with bombastic language, like the kind of language that they use. And also on the morning walk there, Prabhupada had just finished the Adi Leela Volume 1, which ironically was the last book to be published of Chaitanya Charitamrita. And for this reason, he translated it in India. That was in his trunk also. The Bhagavatam's finished, but he had many unpublished manuscripts. Light of the Bhagavat, another book called Science of Devotion, which was a word-by-word, sloka-by-sloka of Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Later became Nectar of Devotion. So he had many things in that trunk. And the first six chapters of of Adi Leela were there. So the other ones could be done quickly. He was doing them on the dictaphone. But this one was a manuscript. It took longer to edit. So it was the last book of the 17 published. So on a morning walk, I just read it. And we were on the library party distributing books to professors, so we could like get advanced copies, and I was showing it to some professors at the universities there. And this one professor said, "It's inconceivable what he's doing. This is, you know, astonishing that one man can produce all of this. We're just, it's amazing." And I was saying, "Well, he's really appreciating what Prabhupada does." So we're on the walk there in the morning, and then I said, you know, Srila Prabhupada, because with Prabhupada you always hear, you know, him tapping his cane on the, I said, "Srila Prabhupada," and he stopped. I said, "We're just distributing your books to these professors." And this professor told me, he said, "We are amazed that one man can do all of this work." And then Prabhupada, very humbly, he said, "No, there is Jaya Dwaita Pradumna," he started naming the who were assisting him. Pradumna for the Sanskrit, Jayadvaita Maharaj for the editing. He's giving praise to the others. I said, "They know you have some assistance," saying, "but that the output of what this is like astonishing. They're amazed by what it is you're producing." And then Prabhupada stopped and he turned and he said, "They are amazed. I am amazed." So, like, he also, I mean, we will forever offer praise to him, but he also knew there's some divine power passing through him. He didn't fail to notice that, is what I mean to say. And Gurumar said that was the avesh, the shakti avesh of Nityananda Prabhu, working on his behalf too. So, in his prayers, before he gets off the boat, we told that Markine Bhagavata Dharma, preaching in America, but the one prayer to the lotus feet of Krishna, he's praying, like, he's saying, "I felt so much separation from you, Krishna, I called out to you today." It's in the mood of loving friendship. And he says, "I can't wait for that day when you and I, again, we'll be running and frolicking in the forests of Vrindavan, and then we'll sit in a place like this, and we'll be taking our lunch together. That kind of thing he's expressing. So Guru Maharaj said, it's some indication of Sakya Rasa. And then there's some people say, well, I thought this is Madhura, Rupa Nugalang, this, that, the other thing. If you look carefully in Prabhupada's books, he's got that covered too. So even in the Gurvastakam, where it says, Nikunjayuno, Ratikeli Siddhayi, etc., Prabhupada said, and this is where it all connects and comes together. The line of Subal was the Priyanarmasa, the highest group of cowherd boys. They have Madhura Rasa Seva in connection, because their one thing they do is they're taking love notes from Radha and Krishna. It has to go through one of the boys sometimes. And as Guru Maharaj told this beautiful story that once in at a non-scheduled time in the past times, Krishna saying, I'm feeling so much separation from Radharani right now. Bring her. And Subal's with him saying, it's not possible. It's, you know, that can happen later. It just can't be arranged right now. She's at home under guard of her mother and her father, the relatives, the in-laws. It's just not... No, but you don't understand. I want her association so much. I can't go on another minute. Do something. So we understand Subal and Radharani's family are connected. And even though he's a male, he looks like her. So you can imagine how beautiful he is. He's a boy, but he looks like Radharani. So he goes there and they say, Subal, what's going on? And he said, oh, we lost one calf. We're searching, where is that calf? And maybe Radharani's seen. Then he goes and tells Radharani, Krishna's feeling too much separation from you. He can't tolerate another. He says he's going to die if he can't see you. And so Radharani and Subal, they exchange garments. So he puts on her sari and everything. And Radharani puts on a hides her hair back, puts on a turban and dressed like a cowherd boy. And then when she leaps, Subal's sitting in a chair, they all see Radharani sitting there, nothing. And then Radharani's leaving, they say, oh, Subal, and she's like, she's saying, we found that calf. You know, like, and they're like, oh, all right. Then she goes. And then Krishna's there, Subal, what happened? And Radharani and Subal said, it's not possible. It's just totally impossible right now. I tried my best. You know, what can I say? And Krishna's going, oh, no. He's like losing his mind. And then Radharani, to test Krishna, she says, I could get Chandravali. She's available right now. Chandravali is available. And then Krishna says, no, no Chandravali, only Radharani. You don't understand. Radharani, my heart belongs to Radharani. I don't want to see any Chandravali. And then Radharani takes off the turban and her hair comes down and she said, don't you recognize your eternal servitor? So when it said that Subal's group are intimately connected, everything's adjusted. There's no problem there. So, and then we see, so Prabhupada, this is like his place. Everywhere he's showing, you know, tribute to Saraswati Thakur in that line, if anything though, you say, this is kind of very special for him. He's revealing something about his heart. So if you notice, the central altar is Krishna and Balaram. He didn't put Radha and Krishna and Lalita Vishaka in the center, then Gornitai on one side and Krishna and Balaram on the other side. He put Krishna and Balaram in the center. And on the side is Radha, Krishna, Lalita Vishaka, Gornitinanda. So there's are high things. We're not qualified to speak about them. The Srila Guru Maharaj. If he says these, then it's verifiable, verifiably true. So, and we just see it's a very sweet and wonderful thing. And so that Srila Prabhupada is Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. He spread Krishna consciousness all over the world. And Srila Gurudev would say, we're still taking his prasad. Because so many people coming who are Prabhupada disciples. And amongst us, the most senior Prabhupada disciple here is Sripad Bhakti Vigraha Nyasi Maharaj. And if Nyasi Maharaj would be so kind, he was known that Prabhupada is Sri Govinda. So again, we're on this Govinda line.
There was, you were talking about Prabhupada encouraging competition and things like
that.
He always did that with me, intensely. He knew that I was competitive. So he got me going. You know? When he walked, we converted this gymnasium into a temple room. You saw it.
Yes.
And it was big archways and so many things. Yeah. And as we walk into the temple room with Prabhupada, he turns to Jayatirtha and says, better than Los Angeles. And then like within 6 months, marble puck columns in Los
and
Angeles.
Los Angeles, I know. Then he went back. And
Yeah.
So
from very early times, like when we joined in Detroit, after a year, Bhagavan said to us, Prabhupada wants the Grihasthas to go out and start a new temple.
Right.
So we were sent to Cleveland. Right. And after a while, we got a building in Cleveland and began to distribute books. And we were distributing sometimes more than Detroit, which is Bhagavan's place.
Right, and a bigger temple.
Right. And Srila Prabhupada wrote, he said, if you become the biggest book distributor, I will come and stay with you in that Cleveland temple.
Yeah.
He wrote so many things like that.
Yes.
And there's a famous at a certain stage in ISKCON, some of the devotees were doing anything. They thought they could do anything to distribute books.
Right.
Lie, cheat, do anything. It doesn't matter because we're on the Krishna side.
The ends justifies the means.
Right, we're on the Krishna side. So I was always objecting to that. And finally wrote to Srila Prabhupada. And Srila Prabhupada replied that... you can lie if you were on the level of Yudhisthira Maharaj. And then the interpretation came that only a few book distributors were on the level of Yudhisthira
Maharaj.
Right,
of course. Not many, but just me and my friends.
Yeah.
Yes. I said that to him once in the room. I said, Prabhupada, you're always talking about transcendental competition. Is this like that? Because we tried, then that's the way it would happen. Like you said, better than LA, then LA would do something, then the word would come, you know what they did in LA? What? Then we have to do better than that in New York? And he said, like there are groups of gopis and they're competing for seva. It was his adjustment.
It's so amazing how experts Srila Prabhupada is in engaging us exactly according to our particular natures, but full on, full gear in Krishna consciousness. Even though we are so conditioned and so, you know, so fallen and just caught up in so many things, he just snapped us out of it and put us in the right direction.
Yeah.
How that's, you know, it's impossible actually.
Yeah.
But he was able to do it by his you know, transcendental surrender to his Gurudev. He had that potency. You could join and just step into the bubble. And within a few months, you're out there like you've been there for 20 years or something.
Right. Fixed up.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, one time, I'm just remembering a few things.
Yeah.
I was sitting with Srila Prabhupada, and they were in front of the mansion in Detroit that they finally got.
Yeah.
And Prabhupada is negotiating with the guy who owns it.
Uh-huh.
Prabhupada's on one side, the other guy's on the other side. They sit down, they're facing each other at the table. There's a long silence, and then Prabhupada says, I'm a beggar. I have nothing. You must give me this building.
Yeah.
And then the guy says, well,
You have something donated.
Yeah. And then he says, well, I'll let you have it for $400,000 or something.
$300,000.
Something, yeah. And
where's around $5 million?
Prabhupada looks at Ambarish, Alfred Ford, and says, Ambarish goes, yes.
You got it? All right.
And Raghavan says, nods his head, and it's done. Right. This huge mansion.
Yes.
Is the Detroit
Which
Temple.
Which is literally, maybe now like $10 million. And you're saying, yeah. So why was it even as low as $300,000? Prabhupada said that in Chandigarh. He was like laughing about it. He said, I looked at Ambarish. He gave $160,000. And the girl, meaning Walter Ruther's daughter, she gave $140,000. And we're like, why did that happen? He said, because there are black people. It had become part of a ghetto, so no one wanted to go there. He said, I'll buy it, and it'll change in time.
Now it's changed, yeah.
Yeah. And devotees there in the garden like this, they made a little garden look like a putting green from a golf course. There was no, they would pluck the grass. It was only clover. You understand? They wanted it to be so soft that when Prabhupada walked on it, so they would, if they saw grass, they would pull that out. So it would only be clover.
When we came to Los Angeles, there was a whole story. Someone took a car and our things, money from Los Angeles. Anyway, the FBI recovered it. We got to go to Los Angeles to see Srila Prabhupada. So we came in, Sri Lanka and Sudarshan and I. Sudarshan is like 2 years old. And Sudarshan runs in, points at Bhaktivinoda and says, Banod. And Prabhupada's eyes get really big. He knows, Bhakti, he knows. And then Sudarshan jumps forward and knocks over everything on Prabhupada's desk. And Sri Lanka has to drag him out screaming. And I'm sitting there, oh my God, what is happening? And Prabhupada looks at me and says, you can tell he is very intelligent. I said, Prabhupada?
Really?
Said, because he is a big rascal.
Making a mess.
And in Dallas, Prabhupada rubbed Sudarshan's head, looked at me and said, he will study English and Sanskrit, read all of my books, and become beyond PhD, LLD. When we were in Chicago, the newspaper reporters would come into Prabhupada's room and sit down on the floor, and Prabhupada would sit behind his small desk.
Yes.
And he had, off to one side, we had this big Vyasa-san up on a platform.
Yeah.
And one of the reporters said, Swami, why aren't you sitting up there? And he said, because if I do, you will be envious. And then later, I had private darshan with Prabhupada. I came in and he's sitting on the Vyasa-san.
Yeah. I saw that video recently, Maharaj.
Yeah, you did, huh?
And your voice is there in the background, too, because...
We have 13 vehicles, right?
Yeah,
and
you always like to give an inventory of how many vehicles we have.
Yeah.
No, they asked, how many cars do you have? Because it said Rajneesh had all these Mercedes.
He had 74 Rolls-Royce.
Right. And so Prabhupada said, I think I have got maybe... How many cars do you have here? I said, we have 13 vehicles. He says... He says, L.A., New York. I think we have about 74 or something like that. And they were disarmed immediately because Prabhupada was thinking clearly in terms of only his service. He had no concern for his
own personal. Right, he didn't have
personal.
A car.
Yeah, he had no concern, and they could see it. It was, Prabhupada just overwhelmed them. And we had a beautiful article in the Chicago Tribune by a young reporter named Roger Ebert.
Oh, the famous film reviewer.
Who later, in some of his film reviews in his apartment, I saw he had a picture of Krishna.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so he was touched.
Yes.
By Srila Prabhupada. He touched everyone. When the next year, when the mayor of Evanston came, across the way from Prabhupada's apartment where he was staying was a big abandoned high school. And Prabhupada says to the Evanston mayor, so, you can give us that building? We will save so many people from drugs and so many things. And the guy said, I'll have to talk to the council about that.
In Calcutta, where there's Victoria Memorial, he said we should, because he's saying, this is an insult, India. Queen, he said, there should be a big statue of Mahaprabhu, and they should call it Gauranga Memorial. But then we're supposed to, like, go down to the writer's building, meet with the ministers, you know. Didn't he ask you to rename O'Hare into O'Hare Airport? He said it should be Ohale Krishna.
Yes, and Tripurari actually went there and asked the guy who ran the O'Hare Airport to change it. I said, we're not prepared to do that right now.
But it's, hold that thought. You know.
And then, like in New York, the first Rath Yatra, down the middle of State Street in Chicago, huge buildings, and the headline in the Chicago Tribune was, Hare Krishna Parade has loop agog.
Oh, right.
Yeah. And at that time, we had the Rath Yatra card in front of that famous Picasso statue.
Yeah, the Picasso, right.
Yeah. And at that time, there were a bunch of Christians who were very agitated and disturbed, talking about the devotees. Oh. And the police arrested all of them and took prasadam with us.
Oh. I like that. Yeah. Later, they threw them to the lions, and the devotees went, you know. Hare Krishna. Want to say a few words about Srila Prabhupada?
Well, Maharaj, I'm here because of Srila Prabhupada, and we are all here because of Srila Prabhupada, not just here to chant Hare Krishna, but here under the shelter of Guru Maharaj and Gurudev. Maharaj, also here under the shelter of your holiness, of the senior Vaishnavas who got Srila Prabhupada's attention and affection, mercy, and Guru Maharaj's attention, affection, and mercy, and Gurudev's attention, affection, mercy.
Yeah.
We are all greatly fortunate to be in this association. I did not meet Srila Prabhupada, but I was reading his books, thinking that he is present. I mean, we can go to see him in the world. And really, it was my hope, it was my thought that, oh, probably he's in America somewhere, because he's always talking about the American boys and girls.
Yeah.
But then maybe my third or fourth visit to the temple got to, only after three or four visits to the temple,
did you realize?
Only then did I realize he passed away.
Hare Krishna.
And then that was like devastating, and really thinking that was my karma, that, oh, I couldn't meet such a personality. But Maharaj, I am very clear that through Srila Prabhupada, through his mercy, we have come to Guru Maharaj, Sri Ram Maharaj, and that continuing mercy of the family of Srila Prabhupada, Guru Maharaj, and Gurudev. And Maharaj, we are all greatly fortunate to be under the shelter of you all now, who actually, though we didn't know it at the time, you are the one who was broadcasting Srila Guru Maharaj, Sri Ram Maharaj's glory so loudly around the world. And then that came to us in England, bit by bit. And then, of course, we came in as a mass exodus, if you like, at that time to India. And Maharaj, it's on a, literally on a one-way ticket. And where else, once you come to Guru Maharaj's lotus feet, then we have Srila Prabhupada presented fully. We have the whole Srila Saraswati Thakur, the whole line presented fully.
Yes.
And we pray for Srila Prabhupada's mercy at every step, through his disciples in particular. Maharaj, we're getting so much good fortune to hear of his pastimes and to feel something of his affectionate nature, which otherwise we only get from, I do watch his videos. I do read his books. And, but from the personal, everything is coming in a personal way. We can read, we can see, but by heart, we are fortunate to be in your association. My few words.
Hare Krishna.
Sorry, I remember one other thing.
Yes.
It was, this is too much about me, I don't know. But anyway.
A little bit about you.
Anyway, when I was a temple president, I was always very challenging to the GBC. I would always rub it in if we distributed more books and so many things. And so naturally, the GBC never really liked me very much. Yeah. So we built this big temple room, and my daughter-in-law, Rai Kishori, saw a film of Srila Prabhupada walking into the temple room in Chicago. Mm-hmm. And as he comes up to the deities, offers his dandavats, gets up, turns around to Jagadish and says, only Govinda could do this. Which means the real Govinda.
No,
but it's rubbed in the wrong way.
And he was, that man was the GVC.
Yeah. Rubbed in the wrong way. So I thought, that is so beautiful, bro. But knew exactly what was going on.
Right. And I was just going to add this, that on the rooftop in Bombay before Juhu was built, we were there, Vaishnava Maharaj, Shrita Prabhu was there, and Giriraj Swami, and Prabhupada, he said, because he'd walk around the rooftop like that for his walk. If Bombay wasn't so easy to go for, like, to a park. And he said to Giriraj Maharaj, who's, like, in charge of the place there, he said, "Are you keeping that room?" He said, "Yes, Prabhupada." You know, we're like, everyone's like, what's in the room? And Prabhupada said, "It is for one special guest." Everyone's like, Then Prabhupada said, "How he is special, I shall explain." And then everybody like leaned forward. And he said, "It is for my son." And this is very interesting in retrospect. He said, he's thinking, he wants to do bhajan. So he's going to go to Sridhar Maharaj's mat in Navadvip. Prabhupada's time.
Vrindavan, huh?
Yeah. He's going to go to Sridhar Maharaj's mat in Navadvip. But I told him, I have so many temples. Why don't you, like come and join with us? But just that when that occurred to Prabhupada's son, where is he going to go? To Guru Maharaj in Navadvip. He said, but I told him, I have so many, you come here and join with us. And he said, I had so much hope for him that he would be a great devotee because in his childhood. And he said, one Janmashtami came and he was fasting, and then it got towards the evening and he was becoming faint. And he said, I told him, eat something. You know, it's all right. You can take a little something. And he said, but the boy refused. Like, he was going to, stick it out till midnight. And he said, I had so much hope for him. And then he said, but he was spoiled by the communists. Because in Bengal, they had these communist government at the time. And it, like, influenced the thinking of the Bengalis. But so, and the reason I mention this, not to slight Prabhupada's son, but, and he did help. Prabhupada had him distribute books in India. But Prabhupada wanted this like son, one of his sons, to become like a pure devotee and take the mantle and spread Krishna consciousness everywhere. And when he was in Calcutta, and he and Guru Maharaj had already become fast friends and everything, then it's like 47, 48, 49, around that time, the, Gaurindu Brahmachari, who is Srila Govinda Maharaj, Guru Maharaj is now not traveling so much anymore. And Swami Maharaj offered half of his place in Calcutta, number 6, Sitakant Banerjee Lane. We feel like obliged to say that. Like, that'll be your ashram, your like Calcutta ashram, coming and going. You can use it for some collection, everything. He had his office downstairs. Swami Maharaj was like a chemist, an inventor. He made this great kind of toothpaste. When I joined, we used to always use his toothpaste. It's really good. I wish I had some right now. And he was trying to figure out, how can you inject ghee? That was going to be his like magnum opus, the injectable ghee. Because Prabhupada loved ghee, but that we were forbidden to use oil, to even think about oil. You had ghee for everything, right? Really, I mean, remember when we first saw, like, there's people in India, they cook with oil. Is that bona fide? Dalda's demonic. No, we use ghee. We're the ghee people. So, anyway, so Prabhupada, he's got his place. Guru Maharaj does come there sometimes. They have these discussions. Some people say it's because of Guru Maharaj and Swami Maharaj, like discussing Harikatha for hours and hours and hours, that his business was neglected and became a failure. But actually, Krishna's in the background, and it's Prabhupada himself who quoted the verse, Yasyaham anugranami harishe tadanam shanai. When Krishna favors someone, he takes everything away from them. And I know at this point, everyone starts getting nervous. But everything that's an impediment will qualify it in that way. So anyway, and Prabhupada has all these big ideas. He'd say to Guru Maharaj, come on, Nehru and Gandhi are in town. Let's, you and me, we're going to go and tell them, you've got to preach, Mahaprabhu. What is this independence nonsense? That's the kind of person he is. But anyway, he's there. Then Guru Maharaj is mainly staying in Navadvip, not coming out some more. But he's sending the Gaurindu Brahmachari to Calcutta for collection, for preaching. As once Siddhanti Maharaj and I come back from Mahatma Gandhi Road, and if you walk with a bag or anything in front of Srila Govinda Maharaj, you have to stop and show him what's inside of it. What you normally wouldn't do, he will say, what's in that bag? And you have to open it up and show him what's in your bag. So remember that. But anyway, so we come by, I got some cloth for Siddhanti Maharaj, because he's so tall and he'd buy these short little, I said, you need 50 and more. And I showed him where to get that. And while we're there, we went to this place called Rullies Singh Flowered Syrups. We had the Sarbat. And Siddhanti Maharaj was going, I'm saying, well, I used to preach here in Calcutta, and you find out where these places are if you're going to survive. And they're like these nectarine drinks, And then we come back. So we show what we bought, and then Gurudev is saying, what did you eat? And, because he's saying, you weren't here at the month. What did you eat? Where did you go? What did you eat? And I'm saying, actually, we didn't eat anything. That Govinda was very kind. So you didn't eat anything. Did you have anything? And I said, all right, Maharaj, I'm ashamed to admit it, but it was near the cloth place on Mahatma Gandhi Road, and there was the relishings, and they had the sarba, and they have some sweets, and then, I used to preach there as a brahmachari, and this would give me some relief when it's so hot and everything. And then Gurudev goes, I also used to go there. And then I said, now you know I am your true follower.
That was the place to go when we were in Calcutta.
Yes. When I first heard the Bengalis, because we come from the West, all of our clothes are made out of polyester and sewn by deities in the ISKCON temples. We never saw anything. And they all have khadi and nice. So we trade. They're going oh, polyester, you don't have to iron it. They thought it was great, so we would just trade. And then they're going to tell us what you can do here in India or Bengal. And they go, do you know about relishing? Relishing, Madhura Rasa? I mean, relishing, you're relishing, Krishna Nam, relishing? And they go, no, relishing. But it's the Bengali saying, Rullies, the name of the company, Shing. They go, relishing. Relishing, you don't know about relishing. And we're thinking, well, you tell us about that. Because it's important to learn about Sandash and Rasgulla and Misty Doi and these things. And really, whenever I would tell Gurudev, then it became like a competition. I'd go, do you know about the Kalakan at Sharma's? And he'll go, I know. What about Bheemnag, Sandesh, Bheemnag. Best Sandesh, okay.
What was that green place where they had frozen yogurt? Do you remember that? In the old side of Calcutta, I forget the name.
Either Gangaram's or Casey Das. Or anyway, that sounds like Kulfi, which is more of a Bombay, it's like Indian ice cream kind of thing. But anyway, Gurudev knew all of these shops and their specialties, because they always have some special. I like the Kheer Kadam, if anyone's taking notes. That's my favorite. But with the different types of Misty Doi And one place, we made these, there's a place called the Satyanarayan Misti Bandar. Somehow I remember that name. And these three Ghosh brothers. And their place is in Tribeni, which is right next to Panihati and the Raghunath, you know, all of that. And we made them members. And they have this wonderful Misti Doi. And they want us to go to their village, do programs for a few days. They asked this one devotee, what sort of prasadam should we have for you while you're there? He said, just sweets. And we're like, no, you got to... Fortunately, they didn't listen to him. They're going, no, we own a sweet shop. Beyond that, you know. And that's the first time we had begun bhaja with mustard oil, but it was actually good, you know. And but I'll never forget, we're at this table and everybody's there, and there's this one girl, she's like the daughter, and she's like, and it's hard to ignore her. You know, we're all eating, and she's at the... And at one point I'm saying, and Didi... And he goes, oh, her, last month she got the moksha.
Oh, boy.
Like, moksha. I'm going, oh, really? I didn't know it was... Oh, she got moksha a month ago. He's saying she's, like, liberated. He's not going to say she's, like, a little, you know, off. He said she got liberation. Because that's what they think. Too. When you're liberated, you're like, you're a lunatic. Right. You know what I'm saying? She got the moksha. I said, oh, okay. Here's looking at you, ma'am. You know, like, really, the moksha. So, anyway, I was trying to say, oh, so Gorindu Brahmachari, who's Gurudev, Srila Govinda Maharaj, Guru Maharaj will send him to Calcutta. And Swami Maharaj realized, like, he always wants a brahmachari. He's agreeing, and he's got one. Not only one, but like, you know, a very special one. It's got Krishnas Babaji telling Guru Maharaj, this Gorindu, he's special, I'm telling you, he's not like the others. You know, and Gorindu, he's telling Guru Maharaj, Swami Maharaj, he's like 1,000 yogis, he's beyond all of them. And Swami Maharaj, he's like translating Bhagavad Gita, teaching Gurudev, like different acharya commentaries on Bhagavad Gita, and sending him out with his Back to Godhead magazine. So you know it's after 1944. That means, so he's selling the Back to Godheads, coming back and saying, the people say this, you know, like, I remember Gurudev saying, he's complaining to Swami Maharaj about the Mahakali people, and he said, Swami Maharaj would say, then quote this verse, Yanti Deva Vratad, you want to be like her? What is her, what is she eating? You know, you see her eating, like, killing all the guys, slitting their throats and everything, and, you know, scare them in this way. And so they're sharing. But we've seen also that Prabhupada, he is very regal in his movements, his hand gesturing, and also only ghee. And for breakfast, he has to have some, like, aloo dum or, you know, like, fried potato with really nice puris. He's different, you know, or you know, whatever. Anyway, that's his way. And Gurudev, we know, he's the moody person. And Swami Maharaj would see this and could not tolerate it, actually. And he'd say, Gorindu, have some puris and some sabji. And Gurudev would say, no, I like eating muri, you know. And Swami Maharaj said, muri, that is cheating the stomach. That is stomach aparad. No, you take some puris, you know. But you can just see the two of them. It's like Swami Maharaj, that son he wanted is right before him. And when and he wrote to people too, he said, Sridhar Maharaj, who was known to be reclusive, everyone recognizes he's the highest, but they don't expect much to come from his mission. But when Srila Govinda Maharaj came, Swami Maharaj, he said, now he's got the man who can... Now things are going to start happening for the Chaitanyas, and that's a fact. And all throughout, and we know, and when we came, Gurudev always there in the background, making arrangements for everybody to get the mercy of Guru Maharaj. And Guru Maharaj, who's very reluctant, and said, only if you take care, I'll initiate them, but you take care of them. And they made this, like, pact. And then Guru Maharaj is saying it's time to leave the world, and he wants Srila Govinda Maharaj to take the acharyaship of Chaitanya Saraswat Maharaj. And it may surprise people, no, Srila Gurudev, he's not interested in, he's a servitor. He really liked being the secretary of the Mat. And it's kind of like an open secret. And the Gaudiya Mat, actually the secretary runs everything. The acharya is like almost a figurehead. Doesn't mean he's not important, he's the acharya. But he deals with scriptures and Harikatha and things. But the secretary's controlling everything down to, like, you know, the last part of ghee and how much rice everyone's getting from, you know, they're doing that. And Gurudev really likes that. He likes being the secretary and said, give the chargership to someone else and I'll just continue running the mat like we're doing right now. But Guru Maharaj, his concept of an acharya, it must be someone who can extract the inner meaning of the scriptures. All this management of buildings, men, money, and all, the Guru Maharaj, that doesn't factor in. For, he says that's for Kshatriyas and Vaishyas, that the work of an acharya is brahminical. It's a Brahmin position. And Gurudev is a Brahmin, you know, Chatterjee, Chatyopadhyay. By birth, he's a Brahmin. And Guru Maharaj, we know the Vaishnava, it transcends all that, but Guru Maharaj wants his Deb Goswami, means a Brahmin Goswami. He wants a Deb Goswami only, and that's Srila Govinda Maharaj. But Govinda Maharaj, in every way, he's trying to defer it to someone else until at last he shows his astrological chart. And in that chart, it says he may not live for an extended period of time, maybe earlier he'll leave. Just like Guru Maharaj's chart said he would go earlier. And then Guru Maharaj is getting a little annoyed because Gurudev's always got another reason why he's not going. And then he says, I take your chart and I throw it in the Ganga. He said, I'm giving you life. I give you life till 82. You will be to 82 and forget this chart. Throw it in the Ganga. And then, but Gurudev still, and then finally Guru Maharaj said, the time is coming. He said, if you don't accept, I will leave the world. And then Gurudev, no, Maharaj, please don't do that. No, I will leave. And he said, I will shutter this mat, send the deities to Puri Maharaj, and leave the world. And Gurudev said, no, Maharaj, this, we cannot tolerate this. He said, I am your goat. And like Jiva goes, and it's actually in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, saying, what's real surrender? When you're like an animal. He said, if it pleases you to snip off my tail, you think that's just a fun thing to do? Let's snip off the... I'm your goat. You can snip off my tail or slip my throat. I'm yours. Do with me as you want. That type of self-atma-nivedanam to the extreme. Then Guru Maharaj is very happy. And this day came. I was there. The day Gurudev came to see me the evening before and told me some really special, wonderful things. And then it came, and on this Bahulasmi day in 1985, he took sannyas, and Guru Maharaj turned everything. It was all ready, but now officially, and he will do all the sannyas, the initiations, and like that. He's everything. As you have faith in me, you must have faith in him.
Maharaj, Shulake and I were staying at the Land of Nectar.
Yes.
And we walked down to the Mat, came through the gate, and seated at the front of that building, Guru Maharaj's building,
yes,
is this personality who's getting a shaved head.
Yes.
And from the side, I'm astounded. He looks like Prabhupada.
Uh-huh.
Shulake and I bow down. Who is this? Who is this? We found out it's Srila Govinda Maharaj getting shaved up for his sannyas.
Yes. Because he had like Nimai Pandit kind of nice, beautiful scent. We saw in the picture in his room yesterday. Because Gurudev liked the Guru Maharaj wrote his Pranam Mantram. It's very unusual. The Guru writes the disciples, usually it's the other way around. But he liked the line where it says, Govinda Sundar Bharatanum, means his form is very beautiful. And Gurudev would say, looking very nice.
Yeah.
Hare Krishna. Dai Srila Bhakti Sundar Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai. Dai Srila A.C. Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki Jai. Sri Krishna Balaram Ki Jai. Sri Raman Reti Ki Jai. Srila Bhakti Rakhak Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai. Bhagavan Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Ki Jai. Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Mat Ki Jai. Sri Krishna Balaram Mandir Ki Jai. Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Madhacharya Brinda Ki Jai. Jai Srila Bhakti Bhimala Vidut Maharaj Ki Jai. Jai Srila Bhakti Ranjan Madhusudan Maharaj Ki Jai. Jai Srivad Bhakti Bigran Nasi Maharaj Ki Jai. Jai Sri Bhakti Amrit Mahavir Maharaj Ki Jai. Paramananda Prabhu Ki Jai. Sandeep Krishna Prabhu Ki Jai. Maheshwari Didi Ki Jai. Krishna Kanta Didi Ki Jai. All the Madhavananda Prabhu Ki Jai. He's also Guru Maharaj's disciples. Nitai Go Premananda.
Hari Hari Bol.
Jai Sri Bhakti Suri Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai.
Jai. And Keshavananda Prabhu Ki Jai. He's our Panda. Keshavananda Panda. Ki Jai.
And Sri Laika Didi will be joining us.
Aha, Sri Laika Didi Ki Jai.
Radha Madhava Jaya Kunja Bihari.
Jaya Radha Madhava Jaya Kunja Bihari.
Jaya Radha Madhava Jaya Kunja Bihari.
Jaya Radha Madhava Jaya Kunja Bihari.
Gopi Jana Balaba Jaya Giri Badadari. Jaya Giri Badadari.
Gopi Jana Balaba Jaya Giri Badadari. Jaya Giri Badadari.
Gopi Jana Balaba Jaya Giri Badadari. Jaya Giri Badadari.
Jaya Gopi Jana Balaba Jaya Giri Badadari. Jaya Giri Badadari.
Jaya Yasoda Nandana Jaya Braja Jana Ranjana. Jaya Braja Jana Ranjana.
Jaya Yashoda Nandana. Jaya Braja Jana Ranjana. Jaya Braja Jana Ranjana.
Jaya Yashoda Nandana. Jaya Braja Jana Ranjana. Jaya Braja Jana Ranjana.
Jaya Yashoda Nandana. Jaya Braja Jana Ranjana. Jaya Braja Jana Ranjana.
Jaya Jamuna Tira Bana Chari. Jaya Kunja Bihari.
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 Jaya Jamuna Tira Bana Chari.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna, Krishna,
Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Krishna Krishna Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna Krishna
Hare Hare
Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Rama Hare Rama Rama Rama
His Divine Grace, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada.
Ki Jai.
Shri Krishna Balaram Mandir.
Ki Jai.
Raman Reti. Ki
Jai.
Rupanuga Guru Varga.
Ki Jai.
Nitai Gopinanda.
Hari Bol.